Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, another chilly day in the New England area, but that's okay. The important thing is, if you're feeling well and having a great time, who cares about the weather? A little later on in the hour, joining us will be A. Sophie Wade. She is the author of Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work. I'm sure we're all interested in hearing about that, but let's open up right now with Michael M. Heller. He's the president of VeraBank, and I want to give you the website and spell it, VeriBanc.com. He's going to tell you what it's all about, and as I was talking with Michael during the break, I've been getting an increase in number of calls, emails off here, talking about the unawareness of this service. And I said, well, I'm going to join the group. I really knew very little, next to nothing about it. But it's an important part of whatever you do. And Michael, good morning. It's great to have you. And I kind of want you to give an overview of my opening introduction here and some of your the characteristics that that people will see.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, Stu. So we're a bank rating and research firm. We've been in business since 1981, in case no one caught our previous interview. And we can tell you how financially safe your bank or credit union is, and we are completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest because no bank pays us to rate them. The benefits of our service is the ability to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and usually at least 6 months in advance. The reason we don't hit quite 100% is, believe it or not, there are banks out there that have committed fraud when they file their financial statements. And those are the ones that we just don't catch. But that, thank goodness, that's a very small number. And as I stated, we catch over 99% of all bank failures. Our model is different than anybody else's model in that it's actuarially based. We have the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, unlike most of our competition, we've never been paid by the banks to rate them. You won't see any links, click-through links on our website to banks, as we believe that that's an inherent conflict of interest, which is how we guarantee our clients there is no potential for a conflict of interest. We also have always published our track record or how effective our ratings are. You can go to our website, you can look under the rating system tab, and then click on the track record, and you'll see for one of the eight rating categories what the probability of failure is for each one of those eight ratings. And we're the only bank rating firm to have both our business model and our ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So, Stu, that's basically what we can help people with. If they have a bank or a credit union that they want to do some research on, they can come to us and we can guide them along the way to understanding how financially safe their institution is.
The greatest fear in the market is fear itself, so to speak. And a lot of people are thinking, well, we've really gone along for quite a ride here after 2000, 2008. How's the banking industry doing today? And do we see any of the similarities that that we encountered back in 2008?
The short answer is yes and no. We just received the data for the entire banking industry for the quarter ending March 31st this past week. And while the assets for the industry are almost $17 trillion, that's T for trillion, we are seeing a concerning trend in that more risky loans are being made. And we look at commercial real estate loans and construction and land development loans as the higher risky loans. And we're seeing an increase of those being made, again, across the industry over the past few years. Now, that by itself, you could argue, well, that's not really enough to be concerned about. And I would grant you that. However, banks, by regulation, have to establish reserves for all loans in their portfolio that they anticipate are going to eventually default. And that reserve we also track for the industry, and we're not seeing that keeping pace with the amount of loans being made. And again, in addition with tracking those items, we're also seeing a return of the home mortgage debacle that caused the 2008-2009 banking crisis. In other words, banks will make these loans, package them up, sell them to Wall Street, and as a result, they are kind of lackadaisical in the underwriting criteria that they're using. Because by packaging them up and selling them to Wall Street, they clear those off their books from a capital standpoint, they collect fees, and they just start that process that over and over again, which again led to high profits for the banks, but the basic or the underlying underwriting models are flawed because the potential loan defaults that are going to happen on these mortgages are eventually going to come back home to roost. So we're not as severe as back in the 2008-2009 banking crisis, but again, we're seeing this trend start again.
Pretty scary, and you know, nobody's able to read the future. How are a lot of the brokers out there, the dealers, are using your ratings for a due diligence report?
Yeah, it's interesting. Over the past, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks, we've actually gotten a number of phone calls from these broker dealers. And these are the folks that buy and sell stocks and bonds, but they also provide asset management services to their clients. And one of those services is to make sure, either by contract or by a model, that their clients have a certain percentage of their assets that are liquid. And, of course, the placement of their clients' money into banks, either in CDs or money market accounts, is one way to meet that obligation. Oftentimes, they have a contractual requirement that they've set up with the client that says, we'll keep, or the client will say, we would like X percent of our assets liquid. So to protect themselves, and when I say to protect themselves, their professional liability risk, because they're handling other people's money, they use our ratings as a part of their due diligence report that they'll provide either to their clients and or internal auditors. And the reason they use our ratings is because they know we have no conflict of interest, unlike, again, a lot of our competitors. as well as they know our rating system is actuarially based. Now, why is that important for a broker-dealer? Well, it allows them to set the level of risk that they're willing to take or their customer is willing to take when they're placing funds at a bank, either in a CD or a money market account. So again, it helps the broker-dealer on two fronts. It helps them establish a level of risk that they're comfortable with, and it provides them with a level of protection for their fiduciary responsibility in that they're placing other people's money.
I have a couple of questions that are tied directly to this, but I'm checking the clock as well, and we're going to hold off. We're going to have you rejoin us next week. And
okay.
I incorporate these questions in because there's really not enough time. So in about 30 seconds, do you have a closing comment to make?
Sure. Anybody that's got CD money or money market money in a bank or has lines of credit, if you want to do your due diligence so that you know as much as you can know about the safety and soundness of your bank, give us a call or go to our website, verybank.com, and we're glad to talk to you.
Michael, always a pleasure having you on, Michael Heller. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu.
Okay, we're up on our first break. Going to talk a little politics, then come back with some business the rest of the show and encourage you to stay with us. Stu Taylor. The name of the show is Stu Taylor on Business. And don't go anywhere.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some.
All right, we're back. You kind of get lost in that beautiful music. You just you close your eyes for a second, and it's breathtaking. It really is. But that's hey, that's one man's opinion. I am actually, and I've said this many times, but I really, honest to God, I'm not trying to be funny here. The best way to be funny, by the way, is trying not to be. But I think of these kooks out there, Maxine Waters, Bill Maher, Kathy Griffin, and it's so hard to believe what comes out of their mouths that I honestly wonder if there is some kind of bacterial virus that enters the body and causes complete distortions from reality. I don't know how to explain it, except to say, look at the sane people like myself who have conservative values in at least 50% of the population. And when I say at least 50% of the population, if you want to look at the real nut jobs out of there, you can probably cut, and I'm surprised it's anywhere near this high, but it seems to be, you can cut the other 50% in half and say that 25% of those, you know, make a reasonable case. They may be completely wrong, although how can anybody have voted for Hillary Clinton? But there is some middle ground here with people who just have been liberals all their lives. And the Liberal Party, Democrat Liberal Party, is gone. So, I mean, but the nonsense here, it's can you believe climate change? I mean, the end of the world is here because of climate change. Let's take John Kerry, for example. I honestly think he should be committed to a mental asylum. Have you heard any of his talks? They're positively unbelievable. I mean, I have to watch because I can't believe what I'm hearing. Where's the big ad campaign going on against guns now, gun control? Have you heard much about it? I haven't. Just get a truck, get some explosives, get some knives, and leave people like the British police unarmed, because they're stupid over there, too. You got citizens who are running away from that Manchester Holocaust and the London Bridge Holocaust, and they couldn't reach for weapons. And then the comments that have been just coming out have been so off the wall, I can't believe it. That I have to keep saying nitwit or dunce. Katy Perry comes out, talks about the people in Manchester, and everybody, just touch the person next to you and say, I love you. Because the big problem is, what they need is jobs and climate control. Education. And suddenly they'll turn around and like us. So you want to meet a group of ISIS terrorists walking down the street, and you approach them and you say, hey, listen, first of all, I want to apologize for everything that we've inflicted upon you. Second of all, I want to tell you I want to reach out in a gesture of love. I want to offer you opportunities for education, even if it may take away that money from my kids, because we're all one loving world. It's like the old Frankenstein movies with Boris Karloff. You stand there and he's got that sympathetic look and he can't figure it out. And, you know, eat and sit. And then a second later, he turns around and he kills you. That's the outcome here. It's so blatantly obvious. What do you think ISIS would do if you went up and said that? They'd cut your head right off. So you got these total, I mean, how can you be any dumber than Katy Perry or Kathy Griffin or Maxine Waters, who I think is, I mean, I actually think she's headed to a loony bin. I mean, she's, in terms of dumb, she may be, I don't know, every time I start thinking of these others. One person who isn't dumb, but he certainly follows the line on in most respects. Every once in a while, he'll take a position that is sane. Is Bill Maher, and the comments that he made on his show, using the N-word, and was reprimanded, and even a lot of liberals have criticized him. Can you imagine? Just imagine a conservative, a Republican coming on and using that word on a TV show. There's no forgiveness. And, you know, I don't think there should be, because I think some things, and I'm not a politically correct guy, just the opposite. But I think there are some things just that go beyond the pale. And if you haven't figured out, even if you may be thinking of using the word, that that's not a word that's socially acceptable, then it means you've got no self-control of your emotions. One more thing, the battle this week is going on between Trump and Comey. The scary part of this, whichever side you're on, is that somebody is probably going to show up by not telling the truth. And then what does that constitute? Obstruction of justice? I'm not going to get my crystal ball out here, because this is going to start on Thursday. But I will tell you, we all know that Trump has a great capacity for lying. Now, I'm not denying it. And Comey is a snake in the grass. Will do anything to try to advance his legacy. So I think it's too close to the finality of this to predict the outcome. But this could open a whole kettle of fish in all the scandals that are out right now. And I hope to God that Trump isn't victimized, because this country, I'm going to go right down the chute if it is. All right, we'll come back with A. Sophie Wade, Embracing Progress.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, we're back, and got a great guest on, a lot of success and a very impressive resume. And when I get someone disqualified in his or her field, I have to figure out how to shorten this with a synopsis because we don't want to spend 5 or 10 minutes going through it. Her name is A. Sophie Wade. She's the founder and workforce innovation specialist of Flexcell Network. It's a consulting agency that facilitates corporations' transition to substantially different work-related environments. And boy, we're seeing a lot of new work-related environments as we move along here. She has worked in 5 countries, helping major corporations and entrepreneurs develop in the areas of finance. She's helped them execute strategic incentives, build teams and ventures, and a good person to know if you're in business. The name of the book, Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work, and it is published by Advantage. Pleasure to have you on, Sophie.
Thank you, Stu. Great to be here.
Yeah, I look at this and it just, certain things stick out in your mind, things you might have heard a while ago, and I was watching Joe Cannon, and who's been on the show, and CNBC the other day, and they were having a discussion about jobs and the future of work. And one of the guests, and I can't remember who it was, this isn't my statement, but the fastest growing industry in the United States now for work, which could bode poorly for people but well for machines, is the development and manufacture of robots. I think it's important enough so that that fits into the context of this conversation. Can you comment on it?
Well, robots and automation are two slightly different things. Robots tend to be thought of as sort of two-legged, looking like humans. That's different from automation, which is really sort of using computers to scale businesses. I think, honestly, there is more the threat of job replacement in terms of automation, simply being able to be scalable using online platforms, for example. I mean, just the fact that, you know, Twitter has fewer than 16,000 people. Facebook has 16,000 people. Twitter has 4. Amazon has only had up to about 240,000 people versus Walmart's 2.5 million. So it's just being able to have bigger businesses with fewer people that is really changing the dynamics of how we're running businesses. I think, you know, there is a big consumer boom is forecast for robots in terms of, in addition to, you know, cute dogs that might be sort of, you know, in your house or vacuum cleaners and things like that, they are looking for some very, very interesting applications for robots, for example, as companions to help older people or people who want to live at home, sort of assisted living. There's some very complex robots that are being trialed in those situations. But I think automation is where the big changes are coming and where drones are being able to both do things that we haven't been able to do before as well as replace some jobs. So I think that the challenge is going to be in reskilling because certainly there are going to need to be a lot of reskilling.
A lot of, I'm not sure the word is controversy, but certainly talk because of the wonderment of technology and how fast it's moved forward and the developments. I mean, my head spins every day. I can't believe it. And yet, you know, Steve Forbes said in an interview with me, you know, we take 2 steps forward and 1 back. What are the positive and negative influences on our workforce today with the symbiosis with technology and the adversity that it presents?
Well, I think that there are lots of positive influences. I mean, one of the it is, in my opinion, the biggest driving factor for what is sort of known now as the future of work environment. And it is really enabling us to work in different ways. So the fact that we have, the fact that 68% of Americans have powerful mobile computers in their hands allows us to work in very different ways and to have scalable platforms and to be able to do video conferencing from, you know, FaceTiming, whatever it might be, and all those other kind of video platforms, allowing people to work, you know, very in a quite a strong collaborative way wherever they might be, and sort of no end of other applications and platforms that we can use. Those are really changes the dynamics of business insofar as we can sort of say, well, we don't have to go to an office and there's the only one desktop computer that each person has that they have to actually be in a particular location to use. And so work is going from being a sort of fixed place in time to an activity. And with that comes a huge amount of change. The challenges on that particular aspect are that it's one aspect, is that it really changes the boundaries. It blurs boundaries, and there were many complaints that we're sort of working 24/7. Well, at the same time, with people sort of doing their emails at night, they're also, you know, doing their social media and tweeting and doing their Facebook in the office as well. So one of the challenges really is to create our own boundaries. And that kind of sort of discipline or creating boundaries where you never had any before, that's quite hard. So there are many different aspects to technology, which some of us are very obvious, and others that are not so obvious in terms of really sort of changing the overall, you know, day-to-day of how we're doing our businesses. It, you know, it's very, very powerful in terms of, you know, startup entrepreneurs or people who want to extend their businesses who might sort of be starting up from scratch. It used to be extremely expensive to be launching a business as an entrepreneur. But now, you know, one can really be reaching a global marketplace from one's home. And that is a huge change in terms of the opportunity for each individual. And it allows entrepreneurs and an entrepreneurial mindset for almost everybody. You know, the downsides are that there's a lot of thought. I just saw an article which was talking about the fact that algorithms should be regulated. And there are, you know, there are many different aspects of technology which we could be thoughtful about in terms of how we're utilizing it, because there are so many changes happening at the same time. And this is, you know, this is destabilizing for some people in terms of really trying to adapt sufficiently quickly to sort of an understanding as we're going through these changes, really what's happening and how to organize their life and their business.
Is there a cognitive disconnect from a lot of companies trying to keep up with today's times and making a basic confusing decision whether to go with strategy when they should be strategizing and instead they go with tactics?
Yes. I mean, I think the challenge which I address in my book is the fact that one of the, you know, there's a lot of talk of this phrase digital transformation, and that really means, you know, taking a step back, or that's the way I recommend doing it, taking a step back and really looking fundamentally, not just as adding email or adding certain sort of communication, you know, facilitating communication through technology, but really fundamentally disrupting your own business using technology. And I use the example of the Tax and Limousine Commission versus, which is a TLC in New York, versus Uber. And if you think about it, you know, the TLC had made some incremental improvements, you know, texting you if a car service was coming, you know, adding new capabilities like that. Whereas Uber or another one of those, I'm not advocating for a particular company, but just the concept of looking at Lyft or Juno, or there are many of them, looking at the fundamental proposition for the customer and really saying, not looking at how we're doing business and how we can incrementally improve it, but saying, fundamentally, how can we actually look at the customer proposition and change that dynamic and then start from there? So it's very hard for many existing companies to really step back and not be massively influenced by how they're running operations right now, but really saying, if we could do these different, you know, things in a very, very different way and run it as we would optimally run it, if we could have the most amazing technology, let's have a look at that and then see if that technology is available. Those type of steps are very hard. So companies that are older than 5 years maybe are finding this digital transformation, and according to McKinsey, only 30% of U.S. corporations have actually undergone that transformation so far.
Okay. Sophie, are you able to stay with us for one more segment?
Yes, of course.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We're breaking. We'll be back with Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work, A. Sophie Wade.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. Thanks, Stu Taylor, for a great interview.
All right, we'll rejoin Kate Sophie Wade. She is the author of Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work. It's published by Advantage, and I think it's an important book and a highly credible one. I know that I'm going to give you a short question, and it requires a many-hour answer, so I'll have you reduce the synopsis of this. There's a lot that goes into starting a business from point one all the way through it. Companies come to you and they ask for your advice. They want to, it begins, as you say, with developing a vision. Can you give us a kind of a step-by-step process how this unfolds?
For starting a business, well, it depends. It depends how you're starting a business. And there are so many people, one of the, in the course of my, what, is unfolding in the future of work. There are so many more people who are now coming out of the corporate world and really looking at an entrepreneurial situation and really sort of considering that as a new option for themselves. And so for many people, starting a business is really, sometimes they're doing it on the side. And what many sort of the younger generation are talking about in terms of the side hustle and experimenting with something on the side. So it can be, you know, how about I try this out? I'll still keep my other job or jobs or other projects. And really now I have an idea, sort of developing it and seeing if it works, trying to you know, understand if this the proposition works, it's, you know, resonating with people, and taking a few steps to explore the first elements of, do I have a proposition that is viable? And then perhaps, you know, building that up and at some point pulling the plug on the steady revenue and going for their entrepreneurial venture. I think, other people are really just have an idea and they know this is it and they'll just stop everything and get started. And I've written many, many business plans, PPMs as they were called, private placement memorandums, and built the financials for them. And whilst the financials honestly can look however you want them to look, there are only a couple of factors that really you can toggle that make a huge difference to the success of the business, and finding those out. I mean, the financials, as I say, can look however you want them to, but really the exercise of going through every single line item is very, very, very important when exploring the viability of a plan. And finding those key factors that are really going to make a difference as to whether you believe that you can succeed in terms of the model. And then really going out and testing it. I mean, those are some of the key elements, thinking it through very, very carefully, testing it out in the marketplace, looking at the competitors, and looking at all the different ways. I mean, there are still technologies we were talking about before. There are so many very exciting ways that technology can facilitate launching a new business, whether it be, you know, from inexpensive business cards to being able to reach global markets, to be able to leverage talent wherever they may be. Distributed, there were so many companies that have very small headquarters or not even have a headquarters at all because everybody is distributed and nobody actually might have actually met in state, you know, face-to-face, you know, ever perhaps, or, you know, perhaps only the sort of company, you know, community activities. So there are so many different ways to think about how to develop how the business operates using a lot of technology and leveraging resources wherever they may be. So there are very different ways to be doing it these days. And also now, in addition to, you know, starting with friends and family and maxing out your credit cards, there's also things like crowdfunding, which can be powerful ways to do prototypes and see if you have a marketplace out there by just testing. So far, you know, in crowdfunding, about 70% come from either your immediate network and one sort of degree of separation away. So, you know, it can be a good way to prototype and see if there's a marketplace. You can use the crowdfunding as a sort of pre-order, pre-sale. So those are sort of different elements. I hope that's sufficiently answered your question.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the book? And what are some of the differentiating characteristics of this book from other business, similar business books out?
I think, you know, I've had some great feedback. It's quite a dense book in terms of it is really full of information and everything is backed up by research and studies. So I do feel that really trying to, first of all, I believe that we're still so... For many people, we're still in the information phase and many people understanding, you know, a lot of people understand that there are things that are changing, but not quite to what extent they are changing in so many different ways. And so having a really understanding of the full picture, it's okay, quite a broad-based explanation of all the different areas. And then backing that up with research to really show, one, that it isn't going to go away, that this is the way that we're going, and it is progress. We have so many more... So much more understanding, so much more research to explain why productivity is so low, why employee engagement is so low, and that engaging people actually is a win-win for both the business and the employees. They are sort of happier, more engaged, more into their work, and they are more productive, and their business benefits as a result. In comparison to other books, I do think mine is sort of, you know, broader because I try to sort of paint the picture, and I am very interested in intellectually and in tactically, as you're talking about. The challenge with the tactics is that there are so many different pieces to the puzzle, and kind of trying to work out really where to start first. So I advocate for stepping back, using first principles, as I was talking about earlier, really stepping back to say, well, how to really think about my business from the fundamental basics of it and build from there. And then the prioritization. So I talk about engagement, personalization, integration, and choice as being the sort of the four key priorities. Because I think if one focuses on those, then you can really sort of see how to move your company forward. At the same time, culture is really the core of everything that radiates out to make sure that you can attract and retain the key people that you want. So I think that those are different elements.
All right. Do you quickly have a website to add, Sophie?
I do. It's sophiewade.com, SophieWade.com. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks. It's been a pleasure having you on. And it's been a pleasure having our listenership here as we continue tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.